24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC, and that's $THCOGIC. You can also text to give by texting the letters LK and the number 638 to the telephone number 41444, and that's LK638 to the number 41444. You can also go online to our website. That's trueholinesscogic.org. That's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the Give icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message. I ask that you get your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Jeremiah. And I know y'all may be tired of me saying it already, but this is just in my spirit, just seeking the Lord. We have so many things that we want, but God just saying, seek me. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 through 14. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And the first part of verse 14, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And then turn with me to the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, beginning at verse 21 through 24. Lamentations 3, 21 through 24. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new. Everybody say new. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. It's a new year. A lot of different things going on. Resolutions. Don't raise your hand, but how many of you set some New Year's resolutions? How many of you say, I'm going to do X, Y, Z this year? My challenge is draw closer to God. And that's why I like Lamentations. Verse 23, they are new. We enter a new year, but they are new every morning. How many of you like to have something new every day? Y'all know how that new car smell when you get in it. Like to have something new every day. If I could use for a theme today, it's new and never broken. New and never broken. This I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morn. The Lord's mercies are new every morning. And his mercies are his promises. And they are never broken. His promises are never broken. As we go into the new year, we sometimes make resolutions. But I was watching a little television, and it caught my eye, the old Allstate commercials with Mayhem. And Mayhem, you know, he does all kinds of things and cause you to have to use your car insurance. But this year, Allstate did a little twist on it. For now, Allstate has Mayhem saying he's a changed man. His New Year's resolution is that he's not going to be the regular Mayhem. And they have hashtags, hashtag resolutions are Mayhem. So he's making a resolution that he's not going to cause any more harm or any more damage. But I love the way Allstate just slips it in letters, you know, at the bottom of the screen. Resolutions are made to be broken. So what does that tell you? At some point in time, those resolutions that Mayhem has made will be broken. But what I'm here to tell you today, that is, if we seek after God, not after things, and reach out and learn more of him, he will be new every morning. His mercies will be there every morning. His grace will be there every morning. What do I mean by that? God is not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he need to repent. Which means that if God says it, you can go to the bank on it, you can go to sleep on it, because his promises are never broken. Titus 1 and 2 tells us that God cannot lie. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20, it says, all the promises of God are yea and amen. Amen means so be it. So if God has promised you something, it is yes, it's going to happen, and it's amen, so be it. So much so, to give you an understanding of the power of God, that when he made promises to Abraham, he looked to swear by something, but he could find nothing higher than himself. So he swore by himself that he would keep the promises that he made to Abraham. What does that mean to you and I? That God will keep his promise. Never broken. Let's look at Lamentations. I just want to teach this. This I recall to my mind. Here the prophet is saying that after I thought about all that God has done, after I realized and pondered all the good things that God has done and how he has taken care of me in the past, I realize that I can hope in him. No matter how hard things may get, God has a track record beyond and above reproach. And the prophet says, oh, when I just think about it, his character, his nature, he will always do what he says. I have hope. What am I telling you? In the midst of that circumstance, in the midst of that trial that you may be going through right now, God is saying that he is new and never broken. This year in 2018, he said, I just want you to seek after me with all your heart to learn more of me, and you will find out that every morning, you can find out something new about me if you just spend some time with me. Those things that you think were over, God said, it's not over till I say it is over. That situation that you think is going to be for a long time, God says, it's only but for a moment, because joy is going to come in the morning. His mercies are new every morning. That's why he's saying, seek after me. Verse 22, it is of the Lord's mercies. I want you to understand this. The Lord's mercies can be translated as loving kindness. Loving kindness, which is basically all of these words wrapped up in one. Love, grace, mercy, goodness, forgiveness, truth, compassion, and faithfulness. All wrapped up in that one word, loving kindness, which is his mercies, and that mercy is new every morning. Oh my goodness, new love every morning, new grace every morning, new mercy, new goodness, new forgiveness, new truth, new compassion, new faithfulness every morning. What is love? That new love is unconditional, agape love. No matter what you do, you can't stop God from loving you. And it's new every morning. How would you like to have a relationship with a spouse that every morning is something new? Every morning is a new love, a new way of trying to do. It's unconditional. That's what God said. Every morning you wake up, I'm a new love. And it's never broken. What is grace? We're talking about that. Grace is that free and unmerited favor of God. Oh, come on now. Favor ain't fair, but I'm glad it happened to me. Woo. And every morning is new. It's not fair, but I don't care about it being fair. It's my God. He says it, that my favor, my grace, free and unmerited favor, it's new every morning. How many of you want to have some new grace every morning? See, I'm talking about 2018. I want to understand and recall to my mind and have hope every day that my God is faithful and his promises are sure and they are new and never broken. Amen. How many of you ever had your heart broken by a friend who made a promise and they weren't able to keep that promise? That was a hurting feeling, wasn't it? Woo! A hurting feeling. But God said, I'm not like man. I'm not a man that I should lie. I can't lie. So God is saying, just trust in me. I like this next one that's summed up in that word mercies. It is the word mercy itself. What is mercy? What is new? It is compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone by the person who has the power to punish or harm. Young folk, don't you like a little mercy every now and then from mom and daddy? Because mercy is you didn't get what you really deserve. I remember one time I didn't get from my daddy what I really deserved. And Lord, I was so thankful that day he had mercy on me. Now, when you look at it from a spiritual perspective and understand that his mercies are new every morning, aren't you glad that God is not giving us what we deserve every day? He's giving us new mercy. I know you messed up, Vincent, but that's okay. Get back up. I'm going to have mercy. I'm not going to punish you for that. I know you were trying. Get back up and try again. You may have fallen down, but get back up. I'm going to have mercy on you. Just don't do it again. But even if you do it again, he's a God of a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance. He has mercy. It is new and never broken. Goodness deals with integrity, honesty, uprightness, strong moral principles. God is a good God. We say it all the time. God is a good God. Yes, he is. God is good. And all the time. Oh, see, y'all see where it comes from now. And it's new every morning. New forgiveness. We don't do what we always supposed to do. How many of us right now, don't raise your hand, don't blink, just look straight, still harboring unforgiveness in our heart towards someone? But we got to let that stuff go. God forgives us every day, every day, every day, time after time. He is a forgiving God. That grace, that mercy, that forgiveness is new every morning. Can you imagine what this world would be like if people forgave like God? Could you imagine what this world would be like if everybody was good like God? If everybody had mercy and grace like God? Truth, new every morning. Truth, what is truth? We talk today in terms of truth being relative. Even Pilate looked at Jesus and said, "What is truth?" And he had truth standing right there in front of him. God is true. That is the state of being true, never lying. Why am I harping on this? Because he cannot lie. And he says, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed because his compassion. God is a compassionate God. It doesn't fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. God is saying here that he is faithful. No matter what the world says, no matter what the world does, I am faithful. I will never, ever be moved. He is going to adhere to his promises. Why am I saying that? Because God is asking for someone today. He's asking for someone to say, I want you to find me. I want you to be that one, to be that example to this world that I am a faithful God. Now, I want you to be that person that the world sees and understands and knows that I am a man of my word. His compassions fail not. 24. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. My hope is built on nothing less. Ho, ho. What's your hope built on? Is it built on the things of the world, the principles of this world? Or is it built on biblical principles, that rock which is Jesus Christ? What are your dreams built upon? Are they built upon a God who will never change? What is your marriage built upon? What is your relationship built upon? What is it, that thing that you're doing, built upon? Is it built upon a solid rock? And I want to show you the concept of compassion so you'll understand how much Jesus cares for you. Hallelujah. Turn with me. I believe it's over in John chapter 5. To show you how much God cares for you. And to show you that he has compassion and he has mercy upon you and favor. He can show favor unto whom he wants to show it. And you may be in a situation, but understand God is saying that if you seek after me in my kingdom, all those things that you want, clothing, food, all those things over in Matthew chapter 6, he says they are wrapped up in me. All you have to do is realize who I am and understand that I have your best interest at heart. I know the thoughts that I have for you. I have an expected end. All I need for you to do is to find me, hold on to me, believe in me, and trust me. Because I tell you, God is saying, when you do that, oh, you're going to find out some things about me that you never knew. They were all ways there, but you just never knew it because you were too far away. John chapter 5, verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. And that word Bethesda can be translated as to house of mercy. Here we have Jesus, a merciful God, entering to the house of mercy. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? Jesus asked him there, do you want to be healed? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. Look at this. That new mercy and compassion. Here you have a man who has been in this predicament 38 years. And here, this was according to some tradition, they stated that an angel came down and troubled these waters. The Bible never explicitly stated that that part was true when you look at the manuscripts. But here, this man was waiting for something to happen that possibly would have never happened. But what I find so interesting about it is that he is here making excuses for his situation. Making excuses. Jesus comes to him, and he doesn't even realize that he is talking to God, the God who knew everything about him, who knew his condition, and he said, well, I have no one to help me. Have you ever felt helpless? Jesus is saying there's no need to feel helpless. There's no need to make excuses in 2018. There's no need for you to make excuses about your situation or where you are or what's going on. There is no need because my mercy, my grace, my unmerited favor is new every morning. All you got to do is just realize who I am, reach out to me, and just ask. Seek me and find me, and say, whatever you need, I got it. Man says, nobody is there to help me. I've been here such a long time. When the water's troubled, I'm coming in. Somebody else gets down there before me. Excuses. Why? Well, I ain't going to be able to get down there. Somebody else. And we make excuses about our situation and where we are all the time. Not realizing that as Jesus was standing right in front of this man, the Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of us and we have God living with us at all times where we can just talk to him and tell him all about our troubles and he can make a way right then and right there. But we make excuses. This year, I challenge us. I challenge myself. Let's not make excuses. Let's exclaim the word of God. Let's say, my God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I can ask or think, because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, I just shout hallelujah. But I recall to my mind, and I have hope. I have hope when he delivered me from being robbed at gunpoint when I managed a hotel, an apartment complex. And I never forget that night, gentlemen put a gun in my back. And I could have been dead and gone, but when I think back over that, I know that he is a deliverer. And I could have been shot. I'll never forget that time. And I said, oh, God, why me? But I'm still living. I think back over the goodness of Jesus, and I can have hope that even when I was in Saudi Arabia and one of the first bombs that fell destroyed this complex, and that was the complex I was supposed to be staying in, but God laid it upon my CEO's heart and said, we not gonna stay there. I bring those things back and say, God had mercy upon me while I was yet in my sin. What am I saying? That all we got to do is become a new creation, a new creature in God, and hold on to his promises, because they are new every morning. He is a faithful God. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Man will turn his back on you. Wife or husband will turn their back on you. But God is saying, just reach out, grab hold of me in 2018. Seek me and find me, because I'm going to answer whatever you need. All I need to know is that you're right there with my unconditional love, my unconditional grace, my merit, my favor, my forgiveness, my faithfulness. I'm going to be there for you. Basically, God's saying, if you hang with me, I got your back. If you hang with me, I got your back. If you just hit me up with a prayer every now and then, more like now, I got you. I got you. But I want you to have me. He's got you. But he wants you to have him. And he says, if you have me, you have new mercy every morning, new love, new grace, new mercy, new goodness, forgiveness, truth, compassion, and faithfulness, even if you don't deserve it. The man at the pool didn't deserve it, but Jesus saw his condition and said, do you want to be healed? Well, I ain't got no back. Do you want to be healed? But do you want your blessing? Well, God, I haven't been. Do you want that thing that I promised you? Well, God, you see, yesterday I made God said, do you want it? Rise up, take up your bed, and walk. That's what he's saying today. Just trust in me. Reach out. Draw nigh to me. We can stand to our feet and understand that his mercies are new every morning and his promises are never broken. That's in my spirit this year. Let's draw near to God. Don't worry about what people may say. Don't worry how they think. Don't even worry what they say about you. You know why? Because they may think they're talking about you in private, behind closed doors. But I have a God who is everywhere at all times. And the Holy Spirit is there. And he's there fighting your battle. Sometimes there's no need for you to say a word. And God's saying, I got this. He has your best interests at heart. He loves you. He is a complex God from the standpoint that if we were with him a million years, we still wouldn't know all there is to know about him. But yet he is so simple that he just says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. So simple. All he wants is for his children to want him and to love him. Is there anyone today that desires prayer? Is there anyone that just wants to get closer to God? You can come. He's saying, just come. Hallelujah.
We trust that you've been blessed and encouraged by today's message. For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only $1 a day, NYCVirtualOffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.